Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Foyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Snyder, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to our Drive Time Hollywood Connections special. We are so excited because this is our first time on Wednesdays. We're back to 5 to 6 p.m. and you want to get connected in show business. Hollywood Connections is here to get you connected. So before I start, I want to welcome on our Drive Time. We heard some horns back there, right, Bob? Got it?
Yeah, there's the beep, beep.
There we go. All right, Drive Time, and Lisa V is here in the house.
Whoop, whoop, hump day.
That's right. We also have Sue, and Sue, tell us what's happening with your horses before we get into our VIPs.
Oh, well, tomorrow I'm going to Tampa General, and I'm reading to all the children, and that was my old hospital, so they're real excited to have me. So, and I'm going to all children's, too,
now
and
you
dropping
have,
some books and plushes off to you all
have,
the kids.
Right, you have two books.
Two books. Mm-hmm.
Ellie, tell us about it and the horse.
The books are called Elliot's Tales. They're about my baby horse, Elliot. They won Mom's Choice Award. And they're pretty exciting, so we're going to be excited to have all the kids go and read the books. And are you going to come too, Dawn?
Yes. Well, actually, I know I'm a travel agent on the side, so I'll be at Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa tomorrow in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I know, so you book your cruise through me.
Yes.
Also, Sue, I'll give your website where they can get, you know, the books and the horse and everything.
Thanks. It's elliotshorsetales.com, and Elliot's spelled with two T's, and Tails is T-A-I-L-S.
Now, you probably have seen Sue last couple weeks ago. She was on the Hero Award.
Yeah, Elliot was the Everyday Hero from Bay News 9.
Right.
It's pretty and then, exciting because of all this stuff. We go to all children's and we have foster kids at the barn. And
that's so amazing. And yeah. You also just won a big award. A Mom's Choice Award?
Won two Mom's Choice, yeah, for both my books. Uh-huh.
So, is and I'll tell you, my grandson loves it. Our niece in Denver loves it. Everybody that sees the plush horses, they just sleep with them, and they love it, and they love the books, and we want to thank you for being here.
And thanks.
Yeah, Sue's also one of our new reporters as well, and she has a new title called Miss Country USA.
That's what Dawn gave me. Oh, my goodness.
So, in the meantime, while we are here, Lisa, you want to ask them to introduce themselves, everybody around the table?
Yeah, hi. We have some amazing guests here. I'm going to slide the microphone. You're
Sharing today.
So here it goes.
All right, live 106.1 FM.
you
the Heat, Hollywood Connections Wednesday. So we have film directors in the house. We have producers. We are so excited because you have a background. We're going to find out how you started. And you're working on a major project. Of course, you're under, you know, disclosure as well. And you can't really talk about it. But we can kind of give a little some hints of what, you know, your background. So tell us your name.
My name is Todd Colbert. We've got Eric here and Joe Davis over here. The reason I can't say Eric's last name is hard to pronounce his last name.
Sivarud.
There you go.
That's how you say your last name? I've never pronounced it.
Sivarud.
Perfect.
Nice.
Real close to Subaru.
Subaru.
But we met at Hacking Hollywood, and that was an awesome event with the Jabba Brothers, and there were so many pitch fest and producers and so many entertainment industry powwows, you know, I mean, powerful people. And so how did you think about, you know, when you were there, what did you think about Hacking Hollywood?
Oh, it was nice. We went there to just kind of check things out and ended up meeting Joe. And
I'm adjusting my chair.
Them.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is where we met Joe.
Yeah. Sorry, my chair.
He's taller than you.
I'm shorter than I want to be.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. You literally dropped.
No, it's just fine. Yeah. I'm just like, what's happening?
If you could see what's happening behind the scenes here, we have a chair that goes up and down like a barber chair.
Watch out, Nick's gonna be on the floor.
Yeah, maybe. I'll just kneel.
So Joe, let's start out. You were at Hack in Hollywood. What were you doing there?
I was invited out by the Jalberts to do a director's panel with some of the greatest people I know. Ryan Justice and Curtis Graham was there on the panel. You know, it was pretty fun, man. I love the Jalberts.
Yay! So a lot of people out there around the world, of course, are watching us. They can also have you come in to speak in their panels as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, all right. Yep,
there
done.
There we go. I'm there because they always write me and they ask me who do I have on my list. So there we go.
Yeah.
So now introduce yourself as well.
My name's Eric Sieverud.
Hi, Eric.
Want some background?
Yes, I do.
Todd and I met quite a while ago, I'd say about 15, 18 years ago, in the motorcycle scene.
Okay.
Come back from the street bike stunt scene. And I used to read about this guy here in Cycle World magazine. He's kind of the first guy to start doing this stuff in this country. And so I started reading about it as a young guy. And was privileged later on to network with him. We did some shows up in Wisconsin. Stunt Wars was an event that he owned.
Who's from Wisconsin?
Right here.
I'm from Milwaukee originally.
Madison.
Oh, my God, that big college town.
Yeah, East
High School. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a hometown Milwaukee girl. Yes. Oh, very cool.
Perfect.
I did not know that.
I, too, have been to Madison
once.
With a girl.
Named Madison.
Yeah.
Madison and Madison.
I took her to college there. And then I haven't seen her ever since.
Yeah.
Madison, if you're there...
No, her name was Sharon.
I'm just kidding. Sharon?
Hey, the phone,
Sharon
the
Madison. Sharon who
went to Madison. The phone's ringing in the background.
Yeah, maybe.
You might have a kid you don't know about.
Yeah, well, for sure. That's absolutely.
As you know, the show is unscripted, which is even more fun. So that's really awesome. So how did you all meet together? Now, you met at Hack in Hollywood with Joe.
Yeah, with Joe. But Todd and I, we put this project together about 8 months ago with some other people, and there's a lot of really big names in the industry. We don't really want to get too in-depth in exact people, but they're some of the biggest names in the motorcycle car industry. And so once we started doing that, it kind of just snowballed, grew legs, and took off. And then we went to the pitch thing, obviously, and we met Joe. But Todd is the guy that's got the story because he's the guy that we should all be talking about around the table.
Can I say that you're working on a...
Yeah. It's a film.
Film.
Right, okay.
Film.
Basically, it's the synopsis is it's a multicultural, it's Fast and the Furious kind of gone in 60 seconds tempo.
Nice. Wow. And it's going to be shot here.
I'm partial.
Partial.
Because of the tax credit in Georgia.
Exactly.
So, so I'm somewhat up there. A lot of, it's like a really fun, energetic action, you know, a lot of bright, you know, palm trees, good music, attractive people. You know,
so here's my question, because, you know, Hollywood Connections, we help a lot of people get connected, and we've had so many discoveries from all over the world, seriously,
right.
And the reporters are getting connected. So they're going to be asking, what about scores for movie? Let's start with that, with singers. Are you looking for scores, anything with music?
We have someone that's in this, again, with the names. He's a big entertainer, currently on a world tour, sold out, making a song proprietary to this movie.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So can I ask how you met this person, but you can't tell the name?
We've Todd and I have been privileged to work with a lot of, you know, celebrity musician people based on the motorcycle riding days. So
we've
done a lot of stuff. A lot of friends, people we've networked and done other stuff with in the past.
So you won a lot of awards?
He has.
He's won a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. He's Guinness Book World Record holder.
11 times,
see,
right?
We didn't know that either.
11 times?
No.
11 times.
That's Ricky. He's 11-time world champion.
And yeah.
But I hold the world record.
Every time you move that, my mic leaves.
Hi.
Hi.
You
can
pull it.
Little tilt-a-whirl going
on. There you go. There it is.
Yay.
Right.
You
know,
like I said, not scripted. At least I get to talk, right?
So how many awards have you won? Tell us
about it. Well, I've won a lot of Extreme Awards. I've got like 12 or 13 DVD titles have been in the Walmarts for the sport that we do.
Okay.
But I won a lot of awards. They're called Extreme Awards. It's for the action sports video.
Like where you're jumped, like you're.
Well, ours is more like picture BMX, but with motorcycles,
freestyle stuff.
Freestyle stuff. That's what we do.
Oh, wow.
But so yeah. Are you going to be doing some stunts this movie yourself?
Oh, yeah. Everything in this is going to be real. Not a lot of CGI, nothing. Real stunts.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what
like,
about...
Like, a lot of, like, you're going to...
Like, crazy real.
Yeah, wow. Crazy real. And we also have Kyle Woods. He's... We can throw that name out there because okay. He's a real Kyle tight Woods. Friend with us. He is Hollywood's number one stunt coordinator. Does all the Transformer movies, Bumblebees, Bad Boys.
Yeah, all the Bad Boys, Terminator.
Yeah, if you look on his IMDb, you'll see exactly who Kyle Woods is.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's our stunt coordinator, along with us. You know.
Okay, how did you meet Kyle?
We've known him from back in... Sorry, Joe.
First he dropped, actually, now you tell him his side. This is like...
Not to speak up for Todd, here. But Todd owned an event. It was the world's biggest stunt competition in the world. So people came from all over the world. It was called Stunt Wars.
Okay.
And it happened in Lakeland, Florida there.
Huh.
And Kyle kind of came up stunt riding in that event all the way to the top. And then after that became a judge there. And then went out to Hollywood about, I think, 13 or 14 years ago. And now he just... took off running with that, and he's been a wealth of information with this. Like, he'll take our call when he's on. Yesterday we called him, and he was on set in a car driving, and he's done, you know, Ghost Rider, Ted.
Yeah, Boys 1 and 2 and 3. He did all the stunts for that.
Do you know Wally Crowder?
Nope, I know Clam Chowder.
Wow. Yeah, he did the Dexter movies.
Yes.
Yeah, and the stunts and everything like that. He's local here.
Yeah, if you get a chance, look up, you know, Kyle's IMDb.
And I actually, outside of these guys, had a chance to work with Kyle on another film called As Night Falls. We shot in Lutz. Kyle came out and he drove this 1978 Camaro that we had. I had all these stunt scenes that he drove. And then he made an entire rig for the back of a trailer for this van we had, because we had to have an actor hanging off the van in the back flying like a ghost.
Okay.
And Kyle did all of that rigging.
Wow.
He rigged up. We had Debbie Rochon, which is a famous, you know, B-flick horror screen queen. She came out and she played this evil witch we had, and we hung her off the back of this van. You know, and he rigged the whole thing up, and Kyle is amazing. He's amazing.
He's one of the best at what he does, and that's what took him to the top out there.
Yeah. So whose idea was it to do this film? Wow.
Well.
Sure.
Yes, should we tell him?
Yeah.
He was sitting with, Sal didn't make it tonight.
Okay.
He's been a part of a lot of movies, a lot of old mob movies, and he'd have to tell you, you could do a whole show just on Sal.
Oh, man.
Right.
You know, get him talking, and you should bring him here anytime, because I'm telling you, he's an entertainer. And,
We'll bring
Sal and Todd, we have a long history in the bike stuff for a long time. Todd calls me up, says, hey, come over to a barbecue. Went to his house for a barbecue, and they were talking about a different kind of movie. We put our heads together, and it kind of just took off from there. And it just kept going and going with people to where we're having phone calls in China at 2 in the morning, and it just took off. It's kind of a winning formula.
You know, because I know Sue may have some questions about, you know, a lot of people want to know, or other people that are watching, you know, they want to get a movie. They want something to put together, you know, and it's a process. It's a process.
Oh my God.
And investors,
I think,
and
it just starts with believing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got to kind of create the opportunity. You got to believe yourself. And some people call it the law of attraction, or Oprah calls it the secret, but just really put it out there, and people will meet you halfway. It's almost like sending signals on in the world. When you start believing in something and you just keep working towards it, everything just kind of comes together like that.
Oh, I completely get it.
At least that's my experience.
Mine is, you put it on the refrigerator and it comes true.
Perfect.
Anything I put on the refrigerator has come true. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try that, because anything I put on the refrigerator is usually a coupon.
What is your next step after that? Is it like finding a producer, finding financing?
We've got all of the above in place, but we're really focusing on strategy and marketing wise, because we have a lot of product support with companies in the, you know, there's motorcycles and cars, so there's a lot of different avenues and angles you can go with. And then other companies such as we're not saying Pepsi's involved, but people like that that actually put money into movies now.
We're not saying it.
No, we're not saying it. But if they call, we're not going to turn it down.
We're not going to say no.
Right.
Right. Monster.
So just.
And it's kind of to touch.
Good. Good one. Love it.
Pepsi is a monster.
Is it?
Pepsi, I don't know. Pepsi is a monster.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I have no idea. Is it?
But to
there's Monster Coke.
Touch on it a little bit. It's kind of been like the meeting of minds, and people gravitating towards it and networking. And these doors open, and next you know, there's two other doors opening, and we're working with, I would love to just put all the names out there, but the best in the world Like, we can actually call this thing the greatest thing that ever happened on two wheels.
That's a...
You know, in comparison, wow. There was... And I'm not saying they're bad movies, Biker Boys and Torque. You know, in Hollywood, everything's been done 3-4 times, mm-hmm. most times.
Yeah, for sure.
This has not been done on this level with these people.
Okay, I had a friend back in Vegas. We had passed away, but Evel Knievel, he was his manager.
We have a guy on here, not to cut you off, but he beat all his records in one day.
Really?
And he's in on this project.
Oh, my gosh.
And wow. He currently rides the same bike that he rode.
Evel Knievel.
I don't know. Yeah, he's being written in. We can't even tell.
Can't even say
details.
Can't say it.
So that's
what I mean. They're in every aspect of motorcycles and car. We have NASCAR drivers that currently race NASCAR that are involved in the project. We can kind of put stuff like that out there. But it really is this huge talent pool.
Pro wrestlers.
Pro wrestlers. Yeah. Pro wrestlers and.
Do you need, because one of
action
our,
stars.
Well, we have a pro wrestler that's going to be on a Monday special with us, and then one of my top reporters is a wrestler in Orlando. Will you be looking for more wrestlers as well?
Maybe. May I ask the wrestler's name in Orlando?
Yes, Alexa Lexi.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Yes, she's very good, and she's won all these big gold belts that are bigger than her.
Perfect.
Yeah, amazing.
Do you know Dean Malenko?
No, I don't.
Or
I
the
don't.
Great Malenko. I used to date his son a long time ago.
Oh, really?
I used to go to all the wrestling matches. Oh, yeah, that's my childhood dream.
Todd and I were privileged the other night to hang out with Eric Bischoff, who used to own WCW.
Okay.
And his son is a really good friend of mine. Not saying that they're involved, but that's the only reason that's been our lit with wrestling stuff. Because they obviously grew up in the business. They know everybody.
That's exciting. Well, you know, I love Joe's sense of humor. I mean, you look like you could do comedy as well.
Well,
he
does comedy.
Maybe. Hey, you got great glasses.
I thank you. I mimic you.
No, Joe is fabulous. He knows all the same people that I know and even more. And so let's go back in time.
Okay.
And how did you start out in this industry?
Improv comedy.
Did you really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I had the only improv troupe in Tampa back then. Back in 1995, it was called Beat the Dead Horse. Then we became the Charming Hooligans, and I split from the Hooligans and went to Second City. And when I came back from Second City, I started a troupe called the Caffeine Kids, and we were the only in-house improv troupe for the Caffeine for the Improv in Ybor City. We performed every Wednesday night at the Improv in Ybor.
Oh my God, I love it.
And then they hired me to teach improv in Orlando at the Improv in Orlando, and I did that for several years.
Did you know Renee Hart in Fort Lauderdale? She owned the Improv over there.
No, I didn't know her. Gary Mankey and those guys.
Ooh.
I don't know her.
Wow.
Yeah, so then I got out of improv because I did it for like 12 years straight. And in the meantime, I was doing film. I started with one, I did one short film, and then I jumped right into a feature. And since then, I've directed 8 feature films. Most recently, Beauty is Skin Deep, which is premiering at Gasparilla in
March.
Nice.
Yes, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so exciting.
Not to mention the co-host.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa. And you've also been on Stranger Things. What did you
I
do
have.
On Stranger Things?
Yeah, I was on 5 episodes as a co-star of Stranger Things Season 2. I just played a lab tech. Basically, Paul Reiser's right hand.
Do you have an agent to book you, or did you book yourself?
No, I have several agents and a manager, and
that makes a difference, you know, especially under Hollywood Connections. We have a SAG agent under our show that they gave me all the paperwork for really good actors out of Hollywood, Florida. So that's another thing. And you're talking about improv. I got a surprise for you. Can you play that Comedy Hall of Fame? I went there and I met Tony, and I don't know if you know Tony. They just opened up in Holiday.
Tony God.
I don't know. I have to double check on that. But he was a promoter in comedy and went on the tour. He has a National Comedy Hall of Fame. And they're having actually comedy. Just listen. We'll be right back. This is so cool.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
Intermission.
Whoa.
Right. Just him and his wife, the first to do it, and then go into...
Nice. We're back. We're back.
Okay, so we're back.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back, guys.
Hi. Has anyone seen the bartender?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Chrissy's out here.
Okay, all right.
She's amazing in marketing.
I can't see your face.
Yes,
that's by design.
Yes, Chrissy comes out to tell us what to do.
Turn around. He's not allowed. It's blurred
Thank
out.
Thank you. Just lean back and just talk to the
Just
microphone.
Smile.
So what did you, have you been over there yet? Did you know it opened
no,
up?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, that's yeah. Awesome. They have open mic classes. You should go teach over there, too.
All right, well, if they want me. Yeah.
He's too busy making a movie.
I know.
Don,
maybe he can maybe he can do a joke for us.
Okay. I'm improv.
Okay, an improv? Give us an example.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, okay, so.
All right, what fits in this? Do you know what improv is? Yeah,
she's learning that. She's taking it. Okay. Andrew, perfect. Yes.
Joe, be funny.
I've been, all right.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's a lot funny right now. Yeah, I don't know.
As a director, she wants to know. She's
all right,
learning.
I teach at the improv. You know the six rules, you know, improv, right? Well, five rules. I added an extra rule myself.
I like that.
Because I feel like you
elaborate.
Need it. Yeah, well, you know, first rule of improv, environment, right? You know that. And then relationship, and then conflict, then raise the stakes, and then it's resolution. Well, I went back an extra step, and I had raised the stakes higher.
Always.
So, yeah. So, okay. You know, on stage, it's a lot more funnier when also your pants fall down. You know, and now you also have to put up.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Were we? I'm not wearing any right now.
That's been on purpose this whole time.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
They always fall. It's comedy effect.
Lisa has to tell us something. She wants you to hold that thought, Liz.
Yeah. This is like comical. I drive for a delivery service, and I go to make a delivery yesterday, and the gentleman says I'm a nudist. I'm like, don't worry about it. My roommate never wore clothes. It's okay. No big deal. And I walk up, and they're standing there, and we're holding a conversation. They are totally, you know, wearing no clothes. And they
said, "Did you deliver this in Lutz?"
No, actually, it was downtown somewhere. I'll just leave it at that. But it was funny because, like, literally, I think they were wanting me to be shocked. I'm like, I am from Miami, Florida. You are not going to shock me ever.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, I was laughing. He just looking at me, and I'm like, okay, you have a great day, and rate me a 5, you know? You know, it was hilarious. But I...
Rule number 7, turn your phone off.
Yeah, is your phone
that's
on?
Okay, don't worry about it.
Oh, somebody's
They're
phone.
Always on.
Someone.
So here we go.
So,
I'll pass it back. Yeah, so
what?
There you go.
Is it... Okay.
So we're back.
All right, no pants.
Yeah, no pants there.
Welcome to the No Pants Show.
Yeah.
No Pants Productions.
No Pants Productions.
That sounds like a cool production.
Catch us with our pants down.
Hey.
What? I don't know. Is that how it goes?
So we got to the comedy, which
did
is
I
amazing.
Do it? Did I win?
Yes, you won.
Amazing. First place.
Thank you.
Okay, so after that, did you go to any production school or learn camera, or did you do it yourself?
I'm all self-taught.
Wow.
I graduated high school in 1994. In 1995, I was on a public access show called The Sidewalk Cracks. And we shot and edited sketches during the week. And then every Monday night at 10 o'clock, this aired on TCI Cable Channel 5 in Newport Richey. I was on that show for 5 years almost. And we must have shot 1,000 sketches that we shot and edited VCR to VCR.
Nice.
And then when years later, when the Caffeine Kids came around, my improv troupe, Ryan Bauer, who was on the Sidewalk Cracks with me 15 years before that,
mm-hmm.
he and I rejoined up and made the Caffeine Kids. We incorporated this sketch sensibility, and we would write and shoot sketches and edit them. And in the middle of our improv show, we would shut all the lights off, the projector would come up because improv has a projector,
mm-hmm.
and we would play a sketch. And as that was playing, we were getting ready to do a live sketch. So lights would come back on, and now we're doing a sketch. Then we drop that, we do the sketch, they drop off, and improv would pick back up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our show. The Caffeine Kids was an improv sketch, video sketched, and then we ended on a rehearsed, choreographed dance number.
Wow.
For real. Yeah, we did that for like 3 years for the improv.
So a lot of people that want to be new comics as well, they probably want to know about pay. Did you get paid pretty well on that?
Yeah. We packed the house every Wednesday.
Wow.
Top and bottom floors. And, you know, we made, I don't know, I think we were being paid like $1,000.
Okay.
That we split up between the five of us.
Okay.
You know,
per
Wednesday night. Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday night. Well, now you think about it, it's every Wednesday. We were shooting sketches from Wednesday, well, actually from like Thursday to Tuesday. and we'd shoot a sketch, edit it, and get it ready for the Wednesday night show. Every Wednesday. For like...
I have no
idea.
That
sounds like a boat coming in.
Yeah, very.
I was like, Tommy, that's a new song.
this is Johnny on the Docks. It's foggy out.
Wow, that's amazing. So, okay.
If you'd like to sponsor the show so we can get new mics.
So I have another story we're going to add. Let's go to the Tampa Bay Film Society commercial, which I am on the board over there with Ellen and all the great people. And we have another story I want to talk to you about. That's pretty awesome. I had no idea. We'll be right back.
So you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
We just went there to see.
We went to lunch
this
together.
This is so interesting behind the scenes. Oh, my gosh.
I thought they were good-looking dudes, so awesome. And we went to lunch.
Well, that was the Tampa Bay Film Society. Before we go with Lisa, she's got something to read as well. Now, you were telling me that you knew and started some chapter here.
Yeah, in 2006, I'd lived in England for about 4 years, and I came back in 2006. When I lived in England, I lived in Cambridge, and there was a network there called the Cambridge Filmmakers Network, and it worked really well. We did a ton of films together.
How'd you like England?
I loved it.
Did you?
It was amazing. It was. Yeah. I didn't want to come back. What? Did I clean it?
No, did you meet the Queen?
Yes, I cleaned England.
Did you clean up after the Queen?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I actually almost got in trouble because I was about 3 feet from the Queen.
Oh.
And I was like, what's up? You know, because I'm an American and an idiot.
Yeah.
So.
I would have done the same thing. I'm like, okay, high five.
But she almost did it and they wouldn't let her.
Oh.
For real. For real. I was like, what's up? And she went to go and they were like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, come on. And the guy looked at me and I was like, just kidding. Gotta go. That was right outside the palace.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Did you ever fly Laker Bahamas or Laker Airways? Do you remember that airline? Oh, he was England based as well. But
It was like Delta or something.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I was his flight attendant for many years. And that was England based. And he was an amazing, entrepreneur.
I don't know.
Cool. Yeah. So you were saying. Yes.
Right.
From England.
Sorry. Enough about England. Back to America. We moved back here in 2006, and I immediately was like, because I'd already lived here. I'd already been here since I was born and raised here, and I'd already made a couple short films. And so I go to England, I come back. And I'm like, man, we got to start this. I got to start this same kind of network. So there's a gentleman by the name of Chris Woods. I don't know if you know him. He does like super B flick, niche kind of movies. He's done about 15 of them. But he and I are pretty close. Mm-hmm. So when I came back, I said, Chris, man, you and I got to start this thing called, let's just call it the Tampa Film Network. So we started it, and Ellen came on board, and Miriam Goodspeed came on board. And
that's
we had
history.
Bobby Hill was on the board.
Yay, Bobby.
We like Bobby.
We had a few other people. I can't remember everybody was on the board of directors.
Was Preston there? Or?
No. Okay. People came and go, came and went. And anyway, so eventually that ran, it went from the Tampa Film Network and became the Florida Film Network, which Dan Brianza became a big part of and started manufacturing more content. And we really became an outreach at that point. Became a 501c3, and now we were teaching classes. I was teaching script writing because I've written 33 screenplays. So I was teaching script writing, I was teaching improv through the network. And, we were doing all kinds of classes and stuff. We were doing logline thing where...
Ooh, well, you're talking about script writing classes. I know Sue may have a question on this, and I have a question. How do you find a good screenwriter if you have a project that you want to do?
What do you, well, you...
Tell them your idea?
Yeah, well, no.
Well, you have to tell them kind of what you want.
Right, well, you kind of need to research and find out who your script writers are in the area and what projects they've done. Because you want to get someone who's maybe possibly got something out already that you can rent on Amazon or Hulu or something like that. You know, and I've written 33 screenplays. I've turned 6 of those into features. Now, those are all horror comedy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a different niche. Mm-hmm. This is a motorcycle action film. Not really my flavor.
Mm-hmm. Children's books.
I've done
it's
children's
your flavor now.
It is. But I'm just saying, the script writing for that is way different than script writing for, you know, a horror film.
Yeah, I think
set
it would be subjective to the content. Like
right.
If it's a drama movie or
right.
action movie,
right.
then you would look based off
I've
of that.
I've been hired by several other companies to write various different scripts.
Okay.
I was hired a couple years ago by a company out of Australia to write a World War II psychological thriller.
What do they usually charge? Because there was a woman that we talked to, then she said, you know, she wanted a retainer fee like of $1,000 down. I mean, can you give an idea for people that want to?
Yeah, because you don't know if
you know,
like their idea.
Yeah.
I think the best way to explain that is the name attached to it. Because we did some shopping around, and it was anywhere from $60,000, $80,000, $20,000, $30,000. So depends on their credibility, their pedigree, and what they've done thus far.
I'm a SAG signatory. So I charge SAG prices, which is $68,000 for a script.
That's important to know because people do not know this, right?
No, because it's a lot of time, right? So you take I personally try to push out a script as fast as I can.
Do they pay you up front? I know they're going to ask me this, or do they, you know, work on
a
deal?
You get paid in increments.
That's what I thought. Okay.
All right. So you get paid something like an overall fee. For SAG is like I think the minimum is 68,997. I feel like that's correct. So what you would do is you'd cut that up into two increments. The first time you get an upfront, okay, 10 grand, 15 grand or something, to get you through the first draft. First draft, when that's turned in, you get the majority of your money. Okay. You save some on the reserve because they're gonna want to rewrite. Right? Some people want rewrites. And in your contract, you got to limit it. Because people come back to you 1,000 times with rewrites. And it's just like, no, man, no. I'm not, I've already worked in this thing for 2 years. I'm not doing any more rewrites. This is absurd.
Right.
So you limit your rewrites. I limit mine to 3. You get 3 rewrites. Anything after that, you're rehiring me.
Is it a good idea to audition, like, different people so they get the
have them write a certain amount of pages, maybe?
You read their work.
You read it?
I wouldn't.
But it might
not
be what you're really looking for. People's work are different than...
Like, sometimes people's work aren't the same thing what you're looking for, like in a story.
Yes.
So how do you kind of audition for them? I mean, if you give them a synopsis.
No, you don't do that either. You find someone, right, as this is for us. We're finding. We're finding.
Well
executed. Y'all can't see it on the radio. But
you know, they hired a script action writer.
Yeah.
He's written action scripts before.
It's like
you
want to
do a drama. Yeah.
Third,
so you want to do a drama,
right.
You hire a drama writer.
If you do a Hallmark, you
want to
hire a Hallmark.
Well, you want to do
like
a Hallmark,
Joe,
you'll just shoot yourself in the head.
Yeah. Like Joe said, you have to read their past work.
Right.
Like,
read
and see if it's
examples.
A good fit.
Ask for examples of their scripts. Anything they got. Look, you know, just like the first 10 pages, because you should know within the first 10 pages whether you want them or not. And basically, it'll go a lot with formatting.
Should you see how their movie goes if it wins awards too? Is that like a big thing too? Like,
well, I mean, now you're
no,
talking
because
price.
It's kind of the money behind the script
right.
That it could be a great script, but there's so many other moving parts that make it a great movie.
Right, it could be a shitty
production
script
wise.
And
yeah.
a great moving parts
yes,
and make
yes,
it amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
you know,
because I know Lisa has an idea. She wants to do a movie as well. You already know that you're feeling. You want to tell them?
I have something about nude something. I know.
That's in the book though. Now
it's called No Pants Glance.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm not. Okay, I got to keep it PG-13. Anyways, but I'm writing a book. It's called God May Not Have Facebook, But He Gave Me the Password: How I Caught My Cheating Husband. And it's a
that's a long title.
It is. But I'm using like you know like face and then a book like you know and you
all
know
right.
stuff
emojis.
Like that.
Emojis.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a no. It's like more like LMN. Like it's a drama. It's a you know it's a whole bunch of stuff. And I've had people who don't know that I'm writing it say you need to finish that. That's a New York Times bestseller.
Sure.
And you know pretty much depicts how I met her, which I met her in church, and the rest is history. Yeah. I dreamt that I was in a movie singing and I. Met Ann Johnny from the movie Coco right here. In her, like, Johnny. It's crazy. Like, yeah. And I've been in a commercial that was featured on ABC World News. My friends are like, are you walking a dog on ABC? I said, yes, I must be. That's yeah. what. So, you know, as far as that, writing a book, like, I just, people, like, I've dreamt it and people have said, it's
what
you know.
What would be her next step? Like, writing a book?
Is the book done?
No, it's not, but it's going to be. So.
Okay. When?
2 months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then you gotta get, all right. Then you got to get it published. Then you got to get it published.
That's already done. We already have the publisher. She's already.
Yeah?
Unless
is
there's
vanity?
Other people.
Is it a vanity? Because I've written 6 novels. I have them out.
Really?
You can buy them on Amazon.
Okay.
Oh,
what
well,
are they
there
called?
You go. Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on. Let me put
okay.
you on the spot
all right. Death's Campaign, Shindy Shine, Zoe Saves Christmas, Infinite Chaos.
I'm in awe.
What didn't I say?
Joe's kind of modest. Like when you're talking about local screenwriters,
he's like really, really famous
like,
over here.
Like I'm not going to toot his horn, but he was helping out with some writing with our project. And I think it was like the next morning when we talked, he had like, I don't know how many pages.
30.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wrote 30.
And it's not,
it was 35. I wrote 35 not, pages in a day for these guys.
Yeah. And it's not sloppy.
Plus
30.
Then another,
so I would,
plus then another 15 pages. Like yeah. a week
how
later.
Long does it take? Okay. Somebody wants to get a movie going. This is just advice from you since you're the pro edit. I mean, what's a good time format for someone to have a script of their movie that they want to do? Would you say if they find a good writer, how long does it usually take?
2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't write a script in 2 weeks, you're not a script writer.
Interesting.
Because you got other shit to do. Yeah. You got
stuff.
Other shit in your way.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
So we had some of... Whoops.
Jesus. It's like battle of the microphones here.
I know, here we go. So we had someone that wanted to charge us like $1,000 just to write a few pages, but what if we didn't like her work? Is it like, what do you ask them for? Can you give us like a little preview and not charge us, or how do you do
no.
that?
No, because... It's like... All right, so... The way I look at it is you come to me and you say, Joe, I want you to write this script. I say, okay, how much money do you have?
Right.
And then you say, well, I don't have any money. And then I say, okay, you're going to need to find somebody else.
Yeah.
Because...
Is that really what you'd say?
Yeah, because I'm not... I don't... I'm not going to write... I'm not going to... My time...
Right.
And knowledge yeah. of writing is worth money to me.
Okay, what about investors? Let's say somebody has investors.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
they say, hey, I can help you out. We have somebody in Vegas that we know that has big multi-million dollar movies he works
sure.
on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, you have to have a good brand name in this movie or something that you want to
okay.
do. And
always.
We have investors for you.
That's what IMDb is for.
Yeah.
You know that,
yep.
right? You know that your IMDb number is directly related to your
relevancy.
All ROI, which is called return on investment. So when distribution is looking at an actor and you say, I got Samuel Jackson. Okay, well, we know who he is. Already we know mm-hmm. there's return on investment. You okay. say, I have Bokeem Woodbine. Familiar with him? He's another actor, big actor, Dead Presidents, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not as well known. See, we don't know who he is. But distributors will, because all they have to do is look at his IMDb and say, oh, he's in all these awesome movies. He's valuable to me. Okay? So you have a script, right? Let's just start from the nothing. You got nothing. You're like, I want to make a movie one day. And then you and your buddy.
That's sort of kind of what's,
yeah.
that's what's happening.
So
yeah.
The script is the product.
Right. The script is the product. And what you're doing is you want a $1 million script to give to an investor to get your $1 million, but you don't want to pay $1,000 to get it.
Yeah.
So think about it like
that. It's not that you don't want to pay $1,000. I mean, what kind of quality maybe you won't like?
I think it's just it's
vetting.
He said it 3 times. Go.
No, I know. I heard it, but
yeah, you got to
write different things. I heard that.
I think it's a vetted screenwriter.
Yeah.
I mean, in it's most cases it's the same. You get what you pay for.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's got to be someone that's credible.
Right.
Like you're going to, obviously there's risk involved with someone that says, I'm a great screenwriter, no one knows me.
Right. So
I mean,
right
you might,
there.
The luck of the draw might be you just, you know, struck gold, but.
But you might not. You might waste $1,000.
No, the best thing to do is if obviously if you're looking for security, then go with the secure, you know, lane, which is with someone that's credible and vetted.
Let me ask you this.
Here,
will somebody say to you?
Let me explain it like this.
Okay.
This is my script, right? I wrote it.
Right.
Okay. And I want to get it funded and I want to get it made. So I'm going to take it to her because she's got $1 million. She wants to give me for this thing that I wrote, that I know what it is and I know it's good. Read this script and tell me you're going to give me $1 million. All right, Joe. 6 months later, when she decides to read it, because she's got $1 million and her time is her money, and you know my time is not her money, and that's how that's going to work. Right. So she'll finally decide whether or not she wants to read that script that I wrote. Now you have an idea where you want to get a scriptwriter, and you're nervous about paying them some money. That's the luck of the draw. You're going to have to do something like that, because if you're not writing the script and you need to get someone else to write it, you have to pay them, because it's just like ordering food from McDonald's. You know, you want the burger, they got it, they're going to give it to you, it's $6.99.
Right, if it's not good, I won't go back.
Right.
It's like,
so you have to test, you know, you have to test the waters. You got to read their work.
You have to read their work, see.
You got to read their work, man. And if you read three of their scripts and you don't like them, find someone else.
Is it true that some people, like actors, you know, I've been around the acting world forever, and, you know, you've got... I've worked with everybody and every modeling agency around, you know, mostly. And a lot of people think, I want to be discovered overnight. You know what it takes. It takes good training, good classes. If somebody says, I have a movie project, is it ever happened where somebody has said, I'm going to help you with this money? Is that, or can you tell us the reality of that?
What do you mean by that?
Like, okay, somebody I just met, and they want to do a movie, and mm-hmm. they think that somebody's going to maybe just offer them the money and say, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen?
Yeah, it happened to me one day.
Okay.
I was teaching a class for, I don't know if you guys know Pete Guzzo and Paul Guzzo. They're filmmakers out of Tampa.
I don't know them?
You should know Paul Guzzo. He writes for the Tampa Bay Times.
Okay.
We have a thing called Jolt Productions at school, and once a year we do it for about 6 weeks. We get about 15 students from the colleges, and we do this hands-on intensive course where we teach filmmaking on set. You show up at 6 a.m., whatever the call time is, you're there and you're doing the job we give you that day, and if you don't do it right, we're going to beat you into the ground.
Right.
So we're doing
like
that.
Like the real world.
Right. So we're doing this. I made a joke to a gentleman that was there. I said... I'm going to make, you know, I got a movie I'm trying to raise money for. And he's like, how much do you need? And I said, well, I need another 50 grand. And he's like, I got a daughter who's trying to act. I said, yeah, that's cool, man. You know, whatever. Everybody does.
Everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point to that. Okay. Yeah.
And I kind of walked away. He said, wait. He said, I really, you know, let's talk about this. So I said, okay. So by the time we were done, check was in hand.
Did you put his daughter in the film?
Of course I did. The next two.
Was she a feature?
Did she die right away?
You guys.
Did she die right away?
Okay.
But not, she's actually a good actress. Right. She actually turned out to be a very
I've been meaning
actress.
To ask you, Joe, as far as pay, because we have a Chinese investor,
yeah.
as you know.
Yeah.
And he's like the subjective to the A-lister that's on yep. the project. He's going to put a big chunk of money
of course.
In. What are your thoughts on pay for, or play for pay like
yes.
that?
Yeah. It's, on who we're talking about?
Yes.
You're talking, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Right.
For sure, you have to.
Right.
Their agent's not going to let it any
right.
other way.
And it doesn't water down your project or
no,
whatever. You
not
make
at all.
It work.
Not at
right?
all. Because if it turns out it doesn't work and they got to walk because they got a bigger project coming up
yeah,
or they're too right. busy and we can't, that's okay.
Yeah.
It happens every day in Hollywood. Every day.
Okay. Well, yeah. what you're a documentary. Someone needs to do a documentary in your life, Joe. Seriously.
Maybe.
Seriously.
One day.
It needs to be done. We need to go to two commercials. One is an ice rink if you want to cool off and, you know, over at the Ulmerton Clearwater Ice Arena. And then also Andrew Kranz has a new acting workshop.
We recommend pants.
Yes. It is fabulous. Me and Sue have been brushing up on his classes. We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hey everybody, this is Andrew Michael Kranz with some fantastic news for aspiring actors and actors that just want to get the juices flowing again. The Actors Academy, opening up at the Florida Future Factory right here in Clearwater, Florida. where you can learn the techniques of Stella Adler, Stanford Meisner, Lee Strasberg. Give us a call at 727-326-2467. Phenomenal classes. You'll have a great time. New York Theater, New York Film Acting, here in Florida.
Yeah, so me and Sue are taking that as well, brushing up. I mean, my acting is like a Santa's list from L.A. And also, right after this show, I'm going over to Women in Film with Bobby Hill Casting and read it off. It's like $10 to go in for your first time. That $10 goes towards the $40 membership. So tell us about it, Lisa.
Right, and it's tonight, Wednesday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Florida Future Factory, located at 1124 Lakeview Road, Clearwater, Florida. 33754, and the guest speaker who we've had on the show, who is amazing, Buddy Winsett from Chameleon Filmworks, and Robert W. I cannot pronounce that last name.
Yeah, so there's a couple people coming over.
Yes.
Sterrett.
Yeah,
Sterrett.
Oh, Rob Sterrett, man.
He's going to be there.
He's one of my very good friends.
Oh, he's, okay. Look at that.
Yeah, he just did all the locations for that movie, the show they shot.
From 111, yeah, right, that's his.
Yeah, they shot, what's that movie they shot over at Cape Canaveral? The show, with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't know which one that was.
It was a NASA show.
The guy starts researching.
Oh, no, it was about Neil Armstrong and those guys. It was a big thing. It just happened. Rob Sterrett did all the locations and stuff for that. He's probably one of the best East Coast, West Coast. He's like a bi-coastal location scout. Wow. He knows everyone and everything.
So if somebody has like a barn or like Sue has this beautiful stable area, mm-hmm. that could be a location?
Yeah, what you got to do is take pictures of it, give it to the film commission. They'll put it into their database so when people are researching barns, it'll pop up.
I think he did already.
And then Tony Armour. He's amazing. So they'll put that in their database, so people, and then you're probably direct contact or whoever.
No, I gotta get the sailboat. We have a 37-foot Endeavor.
Get that in.
Yeah, for sure. So let's give everybody social media so they can follow you around. Let's start with Eric.
Don't we have a scene where a sailboat sinks?
We do.
Wait a second. I have a friend that has a sailboat that is actually sinking.
Oh, really?
And he may want to get rid of it.
I was being funny.
We need a 37-foot
sinking.
I got one.
I was wondering when we were going to tap that thing.
Sinking, not sunk.
Okay. So, so we have...
You do that right next to me to tempt me.
Yeah, here we go. We played a game last week on that.
Yeah. All right. That game was funny.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
Yes. So we have a few minutes. Right, Eric, give your social media for everyone to follow along with you. You just did, right?
Oh, no. So we've got an Instagram. It's called Smash Mouth Movie Production. And we're going to be posting up images and everything throughout the time of as we're filming.
When are you going to start filming?
Well,
we're still... Sorry, Joe.
That's fine.
Wait, I gotta tell you. When you move the microphone, it hits someone in the head.
Yeah, so when we first started off, we had like a budget of like $7-10 million movie, but now it's with the projections and forecast with the investors we're meeting with and everything, we figured it's probably gonna end up around $100 million.
Oh, wow. Good for you. So
congratulations. That,
well, I mean, it's not set in stone, but it's looking like that. But that changes the playing field and all the variables. Right. So
that seems super
but you can do a lot with $100 million compared to $10 million.
Yeah, but a solid number, 10 to 15.
Okay, so can I offer, you don't have to ask because I don't like putting people on the spot. Just keep us in mind for behind the scenes with our reporters because I'd love to do that with behind the scenes. And if you're looking for a reporter to interview anybody, we have them here.
Hi.
Hello.
So it'll be on the Spanish half-hour Beauty Queen special.
Yes.
Also,
yes. So. And Sue's taking acting as well, so she's got. Yeah. I don't know.
Who's your acting teacher?
Andrew. Kranz.
Oh, yeah.
Mel. You know, Meisner, Stellar.
Andy Matheny.
I was taking her classes too.
Yep. Kathy Laughlin.
Oh, Kathy's great. She's still around. I took hers way back when.
Yeah, she's still
amazing.
Around.
Yeah. Very cool. So anyways, I know we have some other things coming up on Monday. I just have to shout out. We have Cassie is behind over here. She's got an author that we're going to be bringing on board for a half hour special with Hollywood Connections. And then Lisa's got a lot of shout outs. Mm-hmm. And then we have a wrestler coming on Monday's show as well. I think he has a school and there's a big bio I'm putting out there as well. Brett is bringing that aboard as well. So any other last, you know, we'll look at the clock because I'm like an orchestra here.
Yeah, Todd has an email that was made for this project for anyone that has any questions or for networking purposes or just wants to reach out and talk about it. if you want to give them an email.
Yes.
Yeah. It's we just created it and getting it going. It's shiftactionmovie@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody can go to the Tantalk Radio Network on actually YouTube and watch the show. We're live on Facebook. We are on podcast. So Tantalk Radio, just Instagram, subscribe right as well, which is fabulous, too. So kind of keep that in mind. Yep. And while we go around the room, we have 5 minutes left. Anything else you want to talk about your life, your career? Joe, you have to give your social media.
Oh, yeah. It's Instagram, yes. Twitter, and Facebook. It's all the same. It's Joey Gigglepants.
That is awesome.
Joey, J-O-E-Y. GigglePants. Joey Gigglepants. And then my company is Red Gear Studios. You can check that out, redgearstudios.com.
Okay, well, here's a guy. It's going to be on Monday show. CEO of Image Wrestling Academy. Ooh, it's in St. Petersburg area over there. So he'll be on to talk about some things. Very cool. So we want to thank you so much for being here, Joe.
Thank you.
And much success to,
thanks to these
everything.
Guys.
And you know how you all met through the Jabba Brothers. That's what Hacking Hollywood was all about. Yes, to bring you together. Fabulous. Oh, my gosh. So anyways, yes. So Lisa, do you have any other question? Anybody else before we go?
No.
You're supposed to say yes.
Well, I really don't today.
Well, I do want to thank a lot of people. We just submitted our show to the International Christian Film Festival. And
this
so,
show?
Yes. Well, actually, another show. But the deadline was yesterday, so I could have submitted this show.
Oh.
I know.
If we did it yesterday.
Yeah, but it was like February 11th. It was the deadline.
Oh, man.
So I had to send everything in. But I want to thank a couple people as well because they're our cast and crew.
So she didn't get back to you yesterday. She was too busy.
Oh, I was trying to get everything out there, clips and names. So I want to thank Lisa. You're going to be with us on the cast and crew as co-host. We have Sue Greenberg with us as cast and crew. Renee Leon just joined us as well, helping us pay for that too. And Cassie Jenkins, she also helped us out. Chrissy Boyles. And I know I'm waiting on two more reporters to see. But well, it was really a blast. Have you been there to Mardi Gene?
Where?
Okay, it's called the International Christian Film Festival in Orlando.
Wow. Last year they inducted Lou Gossett Jr.
It was amazing.
He was the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay.
82 years old, still.
Yeah, looking good.
Oh,
yeah.
Kevin Sorbo. They have a lot of things for actors.
I wanted to go mayonnaise, but I'm like, nah, he may not be in the mood for that. Yeah.
We got to get Sale on this show.
Yes, we do.
He's got a lot to offer.
We would love it. So, yeah, please. Just let us know when. And, you know, Wednesday's going to be our shows from now, 5 to 6.
Yep.
So we have our weekends with our families, and we'll do our specials
Friday
during the week.
Nights, yeah. 8 to 9. I was like, can you go out now? I can't go work out now. I can't go do this because we have the show till 9.
And it makes a difference, yeah.
Yeah, we could come on periodically and discuss how we're coming along with the film and everything, keep you guys updated and keep everybody on point.
Oh, yeah, and if you want to do any extra casting or something, we've had a lot of producers come here and give it on the air.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Bobby.
Yeah,
I've known her a long time.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but we've had live castings on the air that they came on and read because they would get the video and everybody could hear them, you know, and it's live. So right now people are
fun and interactive.
Yeah. Dawn, do you want to do a little reading? Here we go.
I'm going to read Elliot. This is called Elliot's Tales. Saddle Up for New Adventures by Sue Greenberg.
I love it.
Okay. Hi, my name is Elliot. Guess what? I just turned 2. I've grown a little bigger, just like you. Well, there's a picture of Elliot. I don't know if you can see it.
You can.
That's
me put up. You can see it.
I love it, Joe.
And
that's a real horse.
I'll take you on adventures. Just wait and see. Grab a bag of carrots and come along with me. Yay. 1 minute, guys. We got 1 minute. Giddy up. I'll take you for a ride. Sammy's coming with us. She'll be by our side. Jump right on. We'll have some fun. Hang on tight. Let's run.
And these are adorable books for children.
Yeah.
And you can get them
my
at Elliot's Tale.
Really?
What is it? Elliot'sHorseTales.com? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go.
And ElliotHorseTales.com.
Yes. And we have some amazing shows coming up. I just have to tell you very quick. We have a lady that died, and she was a stripper.
She went to hell.
No, it's a very amazing story. Yeah. Drive Time, yes. And then we also have the Breakthrough movie that just won the award.
Yep.
We're working on them to come on the show where your kid fell through the ice in Michigan. So we're excited to that. There's so many amazing shows. If you want to be on the show, please let us know. Follow us on Dawn Reese on, I have to bump some people off. I'm up to 5,000. Yeah. If you want to be a reporter with us and audition live, you can do so. We also have a new digital business card. Text me 727-871-7788. I will send this digital business card. It's fabulous. We'll see you next Wednesday and
Bye-bye.
Monday. Bye.
See you guys.
Connections.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.